On this episode of The Edge Podcast, Ann Warren, Vice President of Public Relations at Clear Edge Marketing, and Allison Kaplan, Senior Public Relations Specialist at Clear Edge Marketing, discuss the evolution of the media landscape, new approaches to getting your brand's voice heard, and why the term peso is making waves across the industry. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Hello, and welcome to the Edge Podcast. I'm Michelle Creer, Senior Vice President with Clear Edge Marketing. And joining me today on the Edge are my two PR colleagues, Allison Kaplan and Ann Warren. Welcome to the Edge, ladies.
Thank you. Thank you. Happy to be here.
So before we dive into the current state of PR and what's to come, I thought it'd be helpful if you would share with our listeners how we define PR here at Clear Edge. I know a lot of times different companies and different people have different ideas or thoughts about what PR means, but how do we describe it here at Clear Edge?
Absolutely. This is Anne. I'll get started. It's a great question because a lot of people do define public relations differently. So some really think that public relations is synonymous with media relations. And for the most part, a lot of what we do in public relations does have to do with the press. It is very heavily focused on media relations. And so that basically means working with different reporters, members of the press, developing those relationships, becoming a resource to them, and then working with them to get your clients included in some of their media coverage and the articles that they write. So that is a huge part of public relations. It also, though, includes a lot more than that. So it can be speaking opportunities, award recognition, content. There's a lot of overlap with social media and even influencer relations or influencer marketing.
Talk a little bit about how the media landscape has evolved in the past. Certainly from the time I started in marketing, it has shifted a lot. But I feel like even in the past year, you know, even 5 years, it has evolved quite a bit. So could one of you talk about that a little bit and why it's important that it has evolved as well?
Sure. I'll just start with this one and then I'll turn it over to Allison. I would say even as far back as 10 years ago, even it was, you know, talking with a reporter, and that covered so much of public relations was dependent on how the reporter would choose to cover you, write about you, not write about you. And that has changed drastically in the last decade or so. So content and the fact that we're all self-publishers, or all can self-publish, I should say, that's really changed a lot of our approach to public relations and really just opened up a whole lot more. So content, you know, you've probably heard the expression, content is king, and that mm-hmm. can certainly be true. So mm-hmm. while talking with reporters and, you know, that those kind of relationships are absolutely still critical, there's just additional opportunities. And so content really caused that, the fact that we can, you know, write our own blogs, and especially, of course, the advent of social media and just how influential that is. There are less reporters in general, you know, newsrooms have certainly shrunk, and everything is going at a much faster pace. There's a lot more integration with marketing, social teams. So really, there's just new and different ways of getting your brand's voice heard. Allison, would you add anything to that?
That was a great description, Anne, of where we are right now. And I think the way that media has really changed as well is what we used to think of as, you know, your daily newspaper, right, would be something that came to your doorstep every morning and you would read the news. And that is not how people consume news anymore. While there are certainly still papers delivered every day in America and across the globe, we're also able to get news every second on our phones. And so to your point of content being just really a rapid proliferation of it, it's always available. And because of that, it's shifted the way that we approach public relations, because we need to be an invaluable resource to reporters. We need to make sure that we always know what they're covering. We need to be on top of the latest trends, thinking about how we can help them out to make their jobs easier. Because like you said, there's there are a lot fewer of them these days. And part of that is because of the way that things have shifted to the digital model.
So that is a great point. And I think something I'd love to just chat a little bit more about which is just the different types of media. So I know Allison and Anne, you both mentioned that things are shifting and media publications are doing, I don't know if it's more with less, but it's certainly doing the same amount, right, with fewer reporters mm-hmm. and things like that. There are all these opportunities to self-publish. You see a lot of companies out there trying to kind of be their own media hubs, so to speak, right, mm-hmm. by putting their own content out there and things like that. So how mm-hmm. are all of these different types of media converging? And I guess maybe a second part of that question is, what does that mean for a lot of the companies that we work with day in and day out, right? I think a lot of them still think that, oh, I'm going to hire on a PR agency and they're going to get me placed in a publication. And that's really not what is happening anymore, right? I mean, it's more, there's a lot of other things happening in this space where you're self-producing, self-publishing, people are looking at different sites rather than traditional news sites for information. So talk a little bit about media convergence, if you could.
Sure. Uh-huh. So what we're seeing is, like you said, not necessarily just a straight up earned coverage or, you know, like a story in a newspaper, a story in a magazine that features a client or features a spokesperson. So we've got really a holistic approach needs to be taken these days. And so what that means is thinking about the different ways that media is consumed and media is created, and then kind of figuring out how that fits into your strategy. So there's a common acronym that is very popular and well known throughout the PR industry right now called PESO, and that's PESO. This is an approach that, you know, we've been familiar with for a while now, and a lot of our clients look at these different things, and I'll explain what each of the letters stands for, but now we're really looking at it as a holistic approach. So you can't just focus on earned media anymore if you want to be successful in today's converging landscape. So I'm going to start with PESO. So P is for paid. That's one type of media. And an example of paid would be when you pay for an advertising post, let's say on LinkedIn or Facebook. So a promoted post. I'm sure a lot of you are familiar with that, but it's where you can actually pay Facebook or LinkedIn money to make your post more visible to more people. The E of PESO we have is for earned. And this is where, like Anne was saying, we go back to the traditional media relations. So this is when you have a story featured in a trade outlet, let's say maybe you're covered in a national newspaper or a magazine. Someone from your company is quoted. These are the traditional types of earned media that still fit into the overall structure of what we want to look at, but they're not going to be everything anymore. And to Anne's point, I remember probably even 5 years ago now that, I mean, paid opportunities, and we were only focused on earned opportunities. Mm-hmm. Paid opportunities were not as big of a thing. And, you know, that earned thing is, it's still important and it's still part of this model, this PESO model that we're talking about. But it's certainly not everything. And then S for PESO, we have S, is for shared. And that's anything that you would share from your social accounts. So that could be a tweet. It could be a Facebook post. It could be an Instagram post. That is also part of the media that you're putting out there on behalf of your brand. And then O, finally, is for owned. And that's the type of content you're going to see, like, on your blog, for example. Maybe you're going to do a webinar on your website. Maybe you have a podcast, just like this one, The Edge. this is a great example of Clear Edge's owned media. And I'd be remiss if I went any farther without saying that the PESO model is actually something that was coined by somebody who's a big influencer in the public relations space. Her name is Jeannie Dietrich. She's based in Chicago, which is where I am. And she's a big influencer in the public relations space and has been for a while. She's very active on social media. And this is something that she came up with I think in 2014, and it certainly has spread quite far. Even organizations like PRSA, which is a Public Relations Society of America, this is something that they're even discussing with their members. So mm-hmm. again, if we're looking at the convergence, we're looking at PESO, peso, and what it means for business and marketers. You know, I'll let Anne jump in a minute too, but it means understanding that the way things had always been done from a public relations standpoint, it needs to shift, and it needs to take on a holistic approach where you're thinking about different ways that you can use your budget to pull together paid, earned, shared, and owned opportunities. So Anne, mm-hmm. I'll turn it to you for, you know, some additional color on what it means for mm-hmm. our clients, what it means for businesses, and what people need to pay attention to.
Yep. Thanks, Allison. That was a great overview. And I think just to build on what Allison's saying, what it means for companies today is there's just more opportunities to get your message out there. The good mm-hmm. news is we don't have to rely on reporters to get all the news out there for us. And I know that concept itself isn't super new, but this mix, while it has been introduced a few years ago, it's really gaining momentum. And so more companies and more companies like ClearEdge, we're recommending this even more so today than we even were last year to clients, because that mix is definitely shifting. Like Allison said, the way we're all consuming media, the way that we all have more control over the content that we put out there, this mix is going to be even more critical. Again, mix is, and it's not a complete overhaul at all of, you know, what we kind of have known as public relations. It's just these shifts here and there to just balance out your overall strategy, your PR strategy. But yeah, it's good news because it's just more opportunity really to connect with you, your buyers, you know, your customers, key audiences.
Well, I think what's so interesting about it is for a long time, right, we talked a lot about paid and earned. So I remember, mm-hmm. you know, 10 years ago, talking with my CEO at the time about PR and advertising and everything else we were doing. And it was all, what are we doing on the paid front? What are we doing on the earned front? And we were just starting to integrate social into that mix back then. But I think it's so mm-hmm. fascinating now to add in, and again, you guys know that I'm huge fans of this acronym. It's my favorite acronym as of late. but the S and the O, right? The shared and the owned part. I mean, this is where those lines blur mm-hmm. when it comes to, mm-hmm. I think, when it comes to PR and marketing, right? So for a long time, I think when we think about kind of a purist model mm-hmm. of PR, which there's a lot of like traditional just PR agencies out there, they're focusing on mostly the earned and some of the paid. But now you've got the addition of the shared and the owned content in there. And I think, mm-hmm. Allison, you touched on the fact that it blurs the lines a little bit, right? So, mm-hmm. and for an agency like ClearEdge, and of course I'm a little bit biased working for ClearEdge, but I feel like that's the value that we bring, is that it's a more holistic view, and we can work with our partners in our content and in our digital departments, right? Mm-hmm. And really make sure that we're all collaborating to come up with the best strategy for our clients when it comes to PR. And mm-hmm. incorporating some of these other things that traditionally may not have been seen as quote unquote traditional PR, but certainly are part of this mix now, right? So when you guys think about that, I mean, talk a little bit about what this means for specifically for, again, just thinking about the clients that we're working with. You've got to have this holistic view, and oftentimes having somebody in-house, while that's great for a company and they know the business inside out, they're not necessarily thinking about all of this. So talk a little bit about what we bring to the table in terms of kind of this holistic approach, and you know what it means for companies in terms of having to think beyond just traditional, quote unquote, traditional PR.
Yeah, I think that the teams, any team that's related to communications on the marketing side, there's so much more integration. We work so much more closely with And we ourselves on the PR team, we do our, you know, our own social media activity. We, of course, do our own writing too, but, mm-hmm. you know, there's, we also collaborate even more with, you know, the folks that are on the social media team, that are on the writing team, that, you know, things like a blog where, you know, even a few years ago, it was much more siloed. Let's say, you know, somebody writes a blog and we self-publish it, but what else are we doing with that? You know, how can we bring in the PR team to that? How do we promote that on social? And it's just very collaborative. And, you know, we're constantly talking with the different members of the marketing team. And that's whether that's, those are folks on the ClearEdge team, or those are even people, you know, on the client side too, because just depending mm-hmm. on how your organization is structured, it could be any number of ways of how we work with, you know, the full marketing team. And it goes so far as to really even work together with sales. I mean, that's really the ultimate goal of all this is, right, mm-hmm. to drive mm-hmm. that revenue, to drive that sales. And so the more that we can integrate, again, with the rest of the marketing team, but, you know, again, taking it even to the sales team, you know, we want to enable that sales team with the material, with the content, with, you know, the strategy to make their jobs easier as well. Allison, anything to add to that?
I think you hit it right on the head, Anne, when you said integration. And that was the first thing I always think about when I think about looking at this model. And if you head to our site, maybe we'll be able to post a visual so people can check it out of the PESO model itself. So you can see how in the middle it's where everything meets. But mm-hmm. from an integration perspective, it's taking each thing into consideration, and not every client is going to take the same approach. So it's not one size fits all, certainly, mm-hmm. You know, depending on the type of work that you're doing or the type of goals that you have, you're going to want to take these things in different slices. So you're going to want to maybe you'll want to focus a little more on earned media, or maybe you're going to want to focus a little bit more on shared. It's really understanding, you know, what mm-hmm. your goals are, how that fits into what your budget is, and then also, you know, what you want to achieve with the different pieces that you're putting out there. But, and you make mm-hmm. a great point that it's these things should really be playing off of each other. So let's say mm-hmm. if you're having an event or you have a big product launch coming up, you want to be thinking about all the different types of media and how they come together. So you don't want to just be mm-hmm. the story, right? You want to be, okay, how are we going to cover this from a paid perspective? How are we going to write our social posts to help promote this new product? How are we mm-hmm. going to write a blog about it? Are we going to do a webinar? Mm-hmm. Really making sure that those things are taken into consideration before you hit the go button on something.
Mm-hmm. And just to emphasize one thing that Allison touched on, just getting back to the end goal, right? We're wanting to get in front of our clients' buyers, right? That's the end goal. So whether it's content or thought leadership or whatever piece that is, it has to be very strategic. It has to be very collaborative. But, you know, ultimately getting in front of, you know, those target customers, that, you know, that mix is what we're going for.
Absolutely. Great. So, ladies, I know we could sit and talk about this all day. Before we wrap up here, I thought I would throw this out here, that if there's anybody listening and they want to learn more about PESO, about PR in general, kind of want to pick the brains of either of you two ladies, what is the best way that they can get more information or perhaps get in touch with you?
Yep. The fastest way to reach me would be either email or cell. So the cell is 770-328-8384 and email is awarren@clearedgemarketing.com.
And you can reach me, this is Allison, at akaplan@clearedgemarketing.com, or you can reach out to me on Twitter at Allison J. Kaplan.
Ladies, yep. Thank you again. This has been such an interesting conversation. I love talking about PR and learning, and I appreciate your time. So thank you so much.
Sure. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to this week's The Edge episode. If you enjoy this podcast, please rate and subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. And you can also email me at etatum, T-A-T-U-M, at clearedgemarketing.com and let me know if you have any questions or if you want to hear about anything in particular as it relates to our Women in Staffing series or our marketing episodes. So just shoot me an email and I look forward to connecting with you. Thank you.